Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew takes first base on ball four. Wagner moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is hit by the pitch. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon is hit by the pitch. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salmon moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Wirt applying the tag. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler strikes out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Askew reaches second base with a double. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Askew moves to third. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Askew scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to second, double play. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salmon strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan strikes out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Euler reaches second base with a double. Gates Brown pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Euler moves to third. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Brown reaches second base with a double. Askew scores. Gonzalez moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Brown scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tiant moves to second. Pat Dobson now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Teaunt scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-3 in the game. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gonzalez. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Gonzalez steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Luis Teaunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teaunt is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Teaunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Rocky Colavito now playing left field. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-2 in the game. Freehan strikes out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Heath pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Euler moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Bill Heath now catching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Salmon hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 4 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alves moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to third. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davalillo scores. It's 9-0, Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tiant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Euler strikes out. One out. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Tiant scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. McAuliffe strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.